1-833 Joe Alex. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Bow, bow, down, down. Monday music marathon, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little crazy. I've had too much coffee. Hey, I want to know what you guys think about this, because I've always heard the saying, finders keepers, losers weepers. Have you heard of that? Do you agree?
It just depends on what the item is.
Or it depends if it's your item that you lost and somebody else actually finds it?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you think about the situation and join in the conversation too. 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE. Alex, this happened, if you ever watched this show, Pawn Stars?
Yes, I love that show.
Same.
Okay, well, actually, it doesn't happen on that one. I'm kidding, I'm mixing up. It's Storage Wars, another favorite show of mine. Oh, I bummed you out.
Lame.
One of the guys in Storage Wars, he's always the auctioneer guy. He sold a unit for $500 to a person. Could have been you, me, whoever, like, okay, $500 sold. The guy ends up finding a safe inside, and a lot of times if you watch that show, there's nothing in the safe. It's just an empty safe, but it's like, okay. This blew my mind. The guy took two people to do it, but they finally opened the safe. Inside was $7.5 million in cash in the safe.
Wow.
Inside
what?
The store. So a person spent $500 and they ended up having $7.5 million. Could you imagine that? Holy
no.
crap.
How big was that safe?
I don't think it was a giant. I mean, it was a good size one, but it wasn't like a huge, like, full room thing. We're not at a bank.
So did they know who had had the storage locker before them, obviously, to contact them? Or?
Well, they did, but actually somebody reached out to them, which I don't know how this happened before the story, I guess, went viral. But an attorney for the people that had the storage unit reached out and said, hey, that's our money. Can we get that back?
Yikes.
Now, legally, no. Like, if it's in there, they don't got to give you a dang thing, because all your possessions are forfeited in there. And by the way, if you have $7.5 million in cash in a storage locker,
why are you leaving it there?
How are you? Well, I understand if you're leaving it there. I've seen Breaking Bad and other things. How are you not keeping that up to date? Or how are you like, hey, let's clear this thing out?
So the attorney calls, and then do they give it all back, or do they say no? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
What do you think happened?
Finders, keepers.
You think they didn't do it? Okay.
No.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think happened?
I think that they gave it back. They felt too bad.
If they gave it back, they gave back half. They made a deal and said, we'll give you half of it.
I think that's fair, what you're proposing, half of it. What actually happened was this. The original owner of the unit contacted the new guy and offered him, hey, we'll give you $1.2 million if you return the rest of the cash.
Ooh.
So on $7.5 million, it's like, hey, give us the remainder of the money, like, you know, $6 million or so, and we'll give you $1.2 million
for
doing that.
What a lucky day, dude.
I'm sorry. You keep it all. Am I wrong?
Can I just tell you that my dream, I don't even care if it's money or not. My dream is to just find something hidden somewhere like that. Like when you're redoing a house and you knock a board loose and you find something in the floor. You find a box in the attic of mysterious maps. Like this is my dream. Get a storage unit and find a box of money.
You might want to be careful what you wish for.
Why? What do you think I would find?
I don't know. You're going to be married one day and then like find like...
Like a mummy? Because he's Egyptian?
No. Like, find, like, pictures of other women or something.
Oh, snap.
And,
well,
like,
I hope not that.
And, like, a hidden jewel of your husband.
I hope not that. But, I mean, just even a note, like, you know, we are the first owners of this house in 1982 or whatever. Just some kind of crazy message.
I left a note in our house because after, this is a downer, sorry, but, like, we ended up losing our house. Like, the bank had to take it.
What?
So I left a note in the closet. I'm like.
You and your wife?
No. My mom, after my dad passed away, we lost our house.
Oh, I didn't know this.
So I wrote like a nasty note in my
closet. A nasty one?
Well, like an unmarker. I can't say what I said. I just swore, though.
You swore?
Oh, my gosh.
What's the non-sweary version of what you said? Like, whoever gets this house sucks, or?
Yeah, like, F you.
Like, to the bank? Like, was the message to the bank or to the new owners?
Both.
Wow.
I mean, I was kind of butthurt at the time. Losing your house sucks. So
how old were you?
Oh, God. I was an adult. I think I was like 19 or 20.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And you were writing passive-aggressive notes on your wall. This explains so much.
Imagine losing your home. You'd do the same thing. I bet you would. All right. That's not the topic, though, about me being passive-aggressive. The question is, 833-JOE-ALEX, what would you do? Would you give all the money back? Because I don't think they had to.
They definitely didn't have to. I don't know if I would. I think I would keep it all.
You would have kept all $7.5 million. Do you think that's bad karma, though?
I would maybe give them $1.2 and then I keep the rest.
Kind of flip it on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have flipped it around, too.
All right, we'll see how you feel about this. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.